Okay, there we go. All right. You're still muted there, Matt.
Still muted, Matt.
I'm just waiting for it to. There we go. Live on YouTube. There we go.
It's official.
All right. Let me move this over.
I'm just going to have Colleen cut off the first 30 seconds here. So you have exactly 5 seconds to sing your song.
No. Let me get my lyrics up. I got to get my music up. Got to be perfect.
Oh my gosh. Shit.
It's like, hey, it's live. It's live. It's okay.
Who's producing this crap?
Yeah. It's a little Lover's Lament crap. At least all right. So I wasn't on the last. Oh, I'm shading my camera. So let me move it so people can see me.
Oh my gosh. Like, I could have like just saved the viewers. Like, at least. Okay, there we go.
Shut up.
You're on.
I pay money for this.
It's crap. All right. So for everyone out there who's a dedicated listener, I was not on last week's episode. And
never noticed.
I don't really. Yeah, I don't know what we talked about. But I got an email from this guy who said, here's a song because I know you like to sing, and just sing it. These guys will know exactly what you're talking about. So I went, okay, I'll give it a shot. I don't know what this is about, but so. People drawing on my face and hands. Puddles forming on the staging grounds. I'm in the middle without any plans. I'm a model and I'm a man. I'm Jack the Dripper and I'll do what I want. Jack, yeah, and I'll drip where I want. Jack the Dripper, and that's what I say. I'll drip all over this place. I'll go running and drip on your face. I'm Jack the Dripper and I like it, love it, like it, love it, like it, love it.
There you go.
Nick, I gotta say, that's your best song ever.
Thank you.
It was great. I like it.
That is 18 by Alice Cooper.
Nice.
You put it out there, man. I loved it. Good.
You're dedicated, man.
It was worth it just to see Chris put his head down and cry for a minute.
have you listened to the show yet?
I listened to, I think, the vast majority of it okay. On the plane ride back from
Wisconsin. I was peeing my pants last week.
Last week was fun, man. We had some good laughs for sure.
Well, two of us did.
I had a good time. It was it is what it is. So I'm just worried that at some point my students are going to find this podcast and listen. They've been asking me again and again what podcast I'm on. So I'm trying to avoid them.
Well, I'm signing up for your class. I don't know if you saw that.
I'm just to get on the email list. I can just distribute this like wildfire.
Well, one of my students decided to do this drawing of me.
I don't see awesome. It. I don't see it.
it's like Matt meets what's his name from Mad Comics.
But it is. It's not about erotica. Yes, it's correct. It's not about stories of erotica.
Well, the hair is perfect.
Thanks. it says my podcast is not about Star Wars erotica.
So. Yeah, kind of might be.
Who drew that? Was it Sarah?
No, this is one of my students.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, what are you okay?
Chris,
you
doing all right over there? Chris is getting tickled for some reason.
You still hear my? Is the bird still chirping?
Yeah, it's like Jack and the Birds. But no,
I got my San Diego State gear on today. Only undefeated team in the NCAA. 26-0. 26 notes.
I have a bullet.
Take that, Dean Spanos, you bastard.
I want to know what's making Chris over a tickle. He's just, he hadn't said a word, and he's just laughing to himself the whole time.
I think he went to get a beer, and they're trying to mess with me. So we're going to move on from that subject, gentlemen. So I'm not going to talk about figure models. Although I thought of this like really funny TV show idea. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Based on our figure
models. Give it to us, Costanza.
Okay. So here you go. It's the TV show's called, you know, figure models or something like that, right? And it's run kind of like a Mad Men kind of style, where you've got like this woman who's been working kind of the.
So it's not a comedy.
So it's the plot of Showgirls.
It's a dark, funny comedy. So, but she runs a brothel, right? And she's tired of working the sex trade industry, right?
I think Jack's going to see you.
She's got these guys after her for some money or whatever, right? So then she discovers that the local art school hires nude models. And she's like, wow, the girls can make a decent living off of, like, you know,
posing. So these nude models will make $1,000 a day?
Not in art school, but...
is it going to be seven seasons long, like the description?
No, it's going to be just like a seven-episode thing, and it tells the story of each of the figure models. And
is it just like a mini-series? Is that where you're going with?
I think so. I'm having the BBC look into it. It's
dripping with suspense.
you got to have the dripper on there.
I'll be your voiceover guy.
I think it's not Red Shoe Diaries here, people. Okay, this is more just kind of, I'm thinking, like a Breaking Bad meets, you know, and then the main head woman.
Breaking Bad meets what?
I don't know, like figure model nude sessions. I guess it's got to be on HBO because the nudity. Mm-hmm. You got to have the nudity. So
yeah, so we get some people watching.
Yeah,
apparently. But then
who would you cast?
Meryl Streep. She would be the lead.
She'd be the lead nude model.
Yes, yeah. See, it's an older woman who's got kind of these younger.
Can we get Kathy Bates too?
I think you have to have Kathy Bates. So, all right,
Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon. I guess it could be in there, right?
Oh, you're talking about like Big Little Lies season 3. I think that's
There you go. Just call it nude modeling. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
They could all be it. Yeah, Laura Dern and
it's like a money laundering kind of thing meets, you know.
So now they're laundering money?
I don't know. They're doing a lot of different, you know, stuff. They're just trying to get away from these, you know. Anyway,
maybe they're trying. Well, you know what? They could do that, but they're there to commit a crime. Ooh, they're there to commit a crime.
I like that.
That's the twist, because
I think that's the
laundering money. Play. They're not going to make enough money laundering.
Right. That's the long play. Like a year out, like at that specific school or museum or whatever, they're going to have like this artifact, and they're going to do a heist kind of thing.
Nude modeling at Fort Knox.
Here's the problem that I foresee with this miniseries. I actually think it's just going to suck.
Ro brings up a good point. Yes, there would be male nudes.
Because we have the dripper.
So
yeah, we have the dripper.
Actually, that's what show could be called, the dripper.
I think
the big dripper.
Just to clarify for everyone, this is an experience that I had at art school when I was a young lad, and not as a teacher.
Okay.
So
that was a dream you had when you were a student.
No, not a dream. An experience that I had when I was a student. So
you had nude models that were laundering money, and you were a student.
No, no, no. I thought you were talking about the dripper, the jack.
Oh no, no. You got to have them in there though.
Sure. I think so. I think you can definitely. So,
because he leaves DNA behind, and that's how they their plan is.
I mentioned it, Chris, just to bring you Nick, just to bring you up to speed. There was also a Santa Claus model that I had experienced when I was a young lad.
Did he have rosy cheeks?
No.
At least they weren't hairy.
And there was another experience that I had that Jack was curious about, because I mentioned it at the end of the last podcast, is that there was, again, this is a long time ago, not as me being a teacher right now and not affiliated to anything that I do professionally.
Not affiliated.
We had this model who basically one of her butt cheeks was hairy, but the other one was not. And it was very noticeable.
She ran out of Nair.
She felt creepy. What is that?
I think it sounds like we have a guest host. Maybe it sounds like a drip of some sort.
It's the intro music to your show.
I like that.
It's like the other model's like, damn it, stop dripping. We're going to get caught.
In a world.
Where? To be where to
the model.
Yeah.
Leaves a trace everywhere he goes. One man.
I think we have some DNA over here.
So it's a CSI show too.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have a guy like Columbo.
One man must solve the case of the dripper.
I like told you not to bring the dripper in on it.
I like how this has cross genre stuff happening. Like that's what I'm thinking about. Like,
yeah,
each character has their own story, and you have your own spin on the whole. Mm-hmm. You know. So very postmodern kind of puzzle piece kind of thing, you know. So anyway,
I think you have a hit there.
So what else have you been watching?
So
sorry.
Okay. Should I wait for Chris?
No, he's
when the show gets really tense.
Is that a shower noise?
Full stream.
Okay. It also sounds like bacon. It reminds me of the opening to Owen and
Bruce. I'm really dripping now.
I really feel bad for this guy now. And I lived through this.
Well, he probably has to have rubber sheets, wouldn't you think? Because he has a dripping problem.
I don't know. It was the 90s.
So I stumbled upon a show last night, which they were on Epix. I don't know if you guys get the channel Epix or not, but were having a Marvel marathon on, and after it ended, I was just probably making dinner or something, and I heard, you know, premiere of the new Epix show, and it's a new take on War of the Worlds. And I was actually pleasantly surprised by the pilot. Like I said, I don't know if you guys get that channel or not, but it's got the mom from Downton Abbey is in it, and I always forget the guy's name, one of the main guys. He was in Usual Suspects. That's what I always know him from. It's like a more modern take on War of the Worlds. It's not like a virus or anything that kills off humanity. It's something that's more like, oh, that makes sense, you know, by today's world. But okay.
So Elizabeth, what's her name? Elizabeth McGovern from Downton Abbey.
Yeah, the mom. Yeah, yeah. She's
in it. I don't have Epic.
EPIX. Yeah. Well, I didn't have it either, and then for some reason, because I had my recorder set for Outlander premiered last night, but who do I have? Dish, no, direct TV or whatever, whoever's Comcast.
Satellite.
No, I don't have Dish. I have hell, I don't remember what it is.
I have Drip.
Yeah, you have Drip TV. But they got rid of Stars and gave us Epix, you know, so they swapped those two out. And so I was like, oh, so
you don't have Stars anymore. Right,
I don't have Stars anymore. Yeah, I don't have Stars anymore, so I couldn't watch Outlander. So this show came on instead. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch this. Because, I mean, there's not really anything worth watching on Stars right now other than Outlander. So I was like, well, I'm not going to pay for it if it's just that one show. So,
yeah.
I
started watching last night, Lock and Key on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You guys familiar with Lock and Key?
I never watched it, but no. I know the show, yeah.
So Lock and Key is a graphic novel that was written by Joe Hill, also known as Joe King, Stephen King's son. Okay. So he wrote this graphic novel probably about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And essentially the show's about this house that contains these magical keys that do different things. So like these kids discover these keys. Like as an example, the first key that he finds is the anywhere key. So he can like wish to go anywhere that has a door that he's been to before. He can like say like the ice cream shop, for instance, turn the key, it opens the door and he transports to this, you know, the downtown area, ice cream shop, etc. There's other keys that are involved, and there's a whole lot of like mystery involved by like the backstory of the house and like what the hell's going on there. It's like a suspense thriller type of show. It gets really, really trippy. The story is awesome. So I read the graphic novels like way back when. And I remember the last Comic-Con that I went to. So that was what?
2010.
Yes, 2010. That was the last one I went to. And they shot a pilot for the show that they're going to make for Lock and Key.
In 2010?
Yeah, they shot a pilot in 2010. It never got picked up, which is a shame because the story is really, really cool. So I got to sit and watch the pilot, and I was pissed that it didn't get picked up because they did a really nice job with the pilot. You know,
so you liked the pilot
10 years ago? I did. The one from 10 years ago, I liked it. And then you know, in the last 10 years, many things have changed, right? So like,
did it have a better plot than the nude model show?
I don't know. It's tough.
Okay,
it's tough. I don't know.
All right. That's how I'm going to judge shows from now on.
Yeah, like X versus nude model Dragnet. Yeah.
I've laid out a bigger framework, I think, than you have with your Rancho El Mano.
You mean show. Pleasure Ranch?
Yes, Pleasure Ranch.
Pleasure Ranch is already in the books. It's done.
Yeah, the Pleasure Ranch.
It's written. It's already done. I mean, I don't have to lay it out. It's already the.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to know what the anywhere key does at the Pleasure Ranch.
No, you don't. Shit.
Yeah.
No, you don't. But anyway,
there's no drippers though in Pleasure Ranch. Like, well, I'm thinking about adding that.
They get that after they leave. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
The Pleasure Ranch has a dehumidifier. anyways, 10 years ago they had that pilot and they showed the pilot at like a test audience at Comic-Con. I loved it. I wanted to see more of that show. Never got picked up. It got kind of shelved or whatever. But in the last 10 years, lots have changed. So you think about like Netflix is now producing shows. You have all these other streaming channels are producing shows. So Netflix picked it up and they created the Lock and Key series. And Carlton Cuse is a producer on it. I watched the pilot and then I just found myself just zoning in and watching the next two episodes. Really well done. You know, it's got a bunch of actors that are not very well known, which is good because it's a kind of a fresh take on the story, which is nice. You don't have to have any expectations of, you know, to me and the people who are, you know, well-known actors. And it's not far off. Like the show is not far off from how I remember the original pilot being shot. And they do a really nice job of keeping true to the storylines, but it's a definite like head trip type of show in more ways than one, but I highly recommend it. I've only watched, I think, three.
Is it like the Black Mirror?
No. It's one continuous story. So it's unlike Black Mirror. It's a one continuous story. There's a lot of unraveling and kind of like what the hell's going on here. The only actor that you might recognize is, I don't even know, I can't remember his name, but he played Jimmy on Smallville. I should probably look it up.
Jimmy on Smallville.
Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, he played Jimmy Olsen in Smallville.
I mean, Jimmy Olsen is like the most forgettable character in the
movie.
Mr. Kent?
In Smallville. He actually played a pretty decent role in Smallville.
I like Jimmy Olsen.
Matt Trice brings up a point, say he thinks it's a little bit like Stranger Things, which made me think. Did you guys watch the trailer for Stranger Things season 4 yet?
Oh, the teaser?
No. Yeah, the teaser trailer. Yeah.
I've been working on the railroad.
So what's interesting? Yeah, what's interesting to me about this is I always assumed, because most likely Hopper is in Russia, that we're probably going to get later 80s films like The Rescue and what's Wolverine's, you know?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. We're gonna get some kind of
about,
like,
you know, what about War Games?
Yeah, well, just something like with teenagers, though, like, or young kids, you know, going to rescue or like against the Russians. But from what the little thing I read from one of the writers was talking about, said, no, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be more like The Thing. And I'm like, ooh, because I really like The Thing, you know, so I don't know how scary they'll get with it. But for anyone out there who's not seen John Carpenter's The Thing, starring one of Jack's favorite actors, you need to do yourself a favor and go watch that movie.
Nice.
I've seen it.
And I've made it to season 4 of Clone Wars.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Nice work.
The end of season 3, phenomenal.
Right? Loved it.
Yep. So the Mortis story arc, and then the following episodes after that with...
How many seasons are there?
There's
six.
And there's published, and the seventh is coming out next week.
Yeah. Yeah. The sixth season is like
really short.
Yeah, like eight episodes, maybe.
13.
Is it 13? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon, right?
It is.
You see, like, not to get too side railed into like an Owen Baruz, but yeah, like Matt and I had talked about that, how like I thought, you know, The Last Jedi should have been called like the Secret of the Wills or something like that, and had those three characters, you know, the father, the son, and the daughter, be involved in the second movie. I just thought that would be like a much cooler storyline to go into. But sorry, I'm reading Matt's comments here.
The Beatus brother. He's got the Beatus.
That's right.
Clone Wars. Yep. I'm almost done with the rewatch.
Or have not watched Rebels, Chris?
Not yet.
Okay, so you're going to see those characters again.
I've seen
the first episode of Rebels, which is like Aladdin.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Like it's literally Aladdin. Like, I mean, the opening sequence to Rebels is the beginning of the original movie. Aladdin.
Okay, but he doesn't find a genie.
He doesn't find a genie. But like,
so Robin Williams is in it?
No, you have to see, like, because you're being introduced, Jack, in Rebels to these characters. You have no idea who they are. And the first thing you see is this little, very black-haired kid, like, who, like, is a thief. And, like, people are chasing him and all. And you're like, this is Aladdin. What the hell am I watching? And then, like, it grows from there. But,
yeah.
The payoff for Rebels, I think, is worth it. So
they pay you to watch it?
No, the payoff, the emotional.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
Jack, I'm familiar with you talking about shows where you're like, oh, you could skip this, you know, season and just jump right in. Well, I think you could almost do that with Rebels. You could almost skip the first season and jump right into 2.
So yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But I think there could take
a lot of heat for saying that, though, Matt.
Probably, because there will be people that'll come up that, you know, but whatever.
Like, you gotta have courage, but you gotta stand your ground, though.
Okay, fair enough. I love the whole show, so, you know, don't get me started.
All right, we won't.
Fair enough. Moving on.
So, Matt, how was your trip? Nick.
Oh, mate, good. It's good. Everyone likes going to Wisconsin.
I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, like where everyone likes going to Wisconsin in February. I mean, it's great.
Oh,
you
know.
Was it cold up there?
Not too bad. It's, you know, it's a different cold than Colorado because you have some, you know, a little moisture in the air.
It's a dry cold.
It's a dry cold here. You know, well, it's like my coworker Tim. Like, he's never really been much to the Midwest or the East Coast, and you know, like the first time it snowed here, and you're wearing a coat and you can just knock off the snow. That blew my mind because I had never seen it that dry to where it doesn't stick to you. And then of course we get down to, I think it's Madison where it was snowing, and it's just, you know, it's just sticking the whole one side of your body. And I was like, this is what I know. This is the snow I know, where you're just like, fuck you.
I'll tell you, I got fucked with snow this year. You know, I invested all that money in a brand new fucking snowblower, and
that's right. Yeah.
No fucking snow. I've used the snowblower twice this winter. And one time I didn't need to use it. I just did it so I could use it.
Right.
And the other time was like, I guess I'll use it. Yeah. So we have not had significant snow at all.
We've not had a flake. Not one flake. Nothing.
Pain in the ass.
This is the last snow Earth ever had.
So two things from the trip. All I ever did the entire time was sing the Laverne and Shirley theme song.
Oh, okay.
That's all I did the entire time. I mean, that's a root constant.
We're going to make our dreams come true. Do it in our way.
So that was the entire time I'm in Milwaukee. It's all I was doing. And
how come Shirley, when she's on Happy Days, has more of an accent than she does on Laverne and Shirley?
She grew up, you know, the teachers beat it out of her. So,
okay. I'm just curious because she has like the
50s, you know,
I don't know. She's got a different, and plus she's a little more looser on Happy Days than she is on the regular series. Is it because she didn't like Carmine, but she's really like Richie? What's the deal on that one?
Oh, those shows change so much.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't just throw it out there and didn't say all of a sudden she changes. You have no answer for me?
No.
I'd expect to get your show produced if you don't have any answers for these simple questions.
I didn't think that I was going to come on to tonight's show and debate the efficacy of accents on Happy Days.
I really didn't. I
wasn't prepared for that.
Specifically, Shirley.
Wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah. No, she,
well, my, you know, my mind went in a completely different.
Is it because she was married to Ron Howard on American Graffiti?
Yes.
So she was more comfortable with him in Happy Days.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and probably the thing I like the most about Wisconsin is all I did was I probably need to go in for a coronary now, but
So far, all you did on this trip is bitch, but go ahead.
Sorry. Well, it's for work. So, yeah. And that's kind of what I do. Is that all I ate was like cheese plate, appetizers, followed by some kind of meat, you know, and just all the beer. Just give me all the beer. And I got some
beer. Give me some beer, some brats.
Okay. That's all I did. Yeah. He's not my boss, but he was just a higher ranking coworker of mine. He's just a complete dick. And so we got a cheese and sausage plate. And sure enough, like we were all just like cutting off one little piece of each sausage. He found the one sausage that was just the best fucking sausage, took the whole goddamn thing for himself. And we were just looking at him like, you motherfucker. Like,
you dick.
Did you call him out on it?
No, because he is one of those guys that is like, you know, higher up where I'm like, I'm not even a year in. It's probably not a good idea. I'd be like, dude, what the fuck? You gonna take the sausage, you asshole? Because if it had been one of you three, yeah.
He probably really wanted the sausage.
I would have smacked you.
Did you try the added delicacy, the milk and Pepsi? Remember Laverne was big on the...
Oh, okay. I'm like, no.
No?
No.
I've never tried that. I've never had that.
I don't think I would want to try that.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah, but no, like just all I said was just cheese and sausage plates and you know, lots of beer.
It sounds good. The food, I mean,
the food was good. I mean, you'll die, but it was worth it.
Well, it was the different cheeses
every time it was just you'd get like five different links, you know, sausage, and then like probably four different kinds of cheeses and some breads with with the appetizers, and then definitely cheese curds. You got some cheese curds.
Is the cheese melted or is it solid?
Most of it was solid, yeah. Yeah.
I think it'd be good dipping it in the cheese.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I mean, I know you're not a mustard fan, but, you get an assortment of mustards, dip with your sausages, some sauerkraut sometimes.
So this food discussion is making me really hungry. I also look forward to this upcoming weekend. So this weekend is my yearly trip up to Portland. Portland, Maine, that is.
Right.
Which, by the way, I have to have mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. Portland, Maine, you'll not find a better place in the United States per capita that has the best food ever.
I think you've said this before.
So this is the menu for my dinner on Friday night, Matt, if you wouldn't mind. So we have here some raw bar.
I can't zoom I can't that see in. I don't think I can zoom that
I
in.
I can't see. Let me see if I can do this.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Talking about spicy beef salad.
Yeah. So this place is incredible. It's all small plates.
They have bread and butter.
Yeah. Bread and butter.
Wow.
Do not get caught up in the bread and butter. Promise me.
That's Mandarin butter, whoever the hell that is, with chamomile and farm egg.
I'm gonna go.
You don't want that Mandarin? That Mandarin butter.
Bread and butter.
Sorry, got Corona in it.
We got some foie gras. Looking forward to that. Some suckling pig. Yeah. Oh, this stuff here is the best shit on the planet.
It's actually
bone marrow toast.
Yeah. Bone marrow toast. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So it is. Whoa. Hey. Trippy. So it's reasonably priced, but the thing is, though, these are small plates, right? So you end up ordering
a shit ton.
We're gonna have like 10 of us there, so our bill's
like tapas.
But it gets really expensive. But this place is amazing. And I'll tell you, like, the food in Portland, Maine, unbelievable. So I'll try to take some. What's that?
Bad lobster.
Yeah, there's well, of course, they definitely do. There's actually one place. I forgot the name of it. One of my favorite breweries, Bissell Brothers, is they often have a food truck out front, and it's the main lobster company. I forgot the name of it, but they do like a lobster roll food truck where you can kind of they drive around and you sort of get them anywhere you want. Oh yeah, they're absolutely incredible. So this weekend will be my weekend in which I pull a Nick and just eat and drink. But I call this my college get wasted weekend, because it's going to be like no kids, and there's going to be like four other couples headed up with us too. So it's just going to be an absolute shit show. It's going to be a ton of fun. Can't wait.
Well, fun. That's great.
Friday morning.
I'm celebrating next week is my 31st wedding anniversary.
Ooh.
And I'll be going to Ruth Chris, and hopefully the pork chop will be on the menu. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Typical.
Pork chop and lobster.
Oh, I don't think that's not a good combo.
It's a terrible
it's
combo.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Save the bone marrow for me, Clark. Put it in my toast.
Oh, well, bone marrow toast is incredible.
I will take your word for that.
I don't think I've ever had it before.
It's amazing.
Could it save a life?
It's absolutely amazing. So if you ever are at a restaurant that has bone marrow toast on the menu,
what is bone? What is it?
You know what bone marrow is, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, so you take it out and like you make it like a you dry it out and then like you like kind of like cinnamon or anything, and you just sprinkle it on top.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
It's
now what's the bread and butter thing? What's that?
Bread and butter pickles?
No, it just says bread and butter. There's two things: bread and butter pickles and bread and butter.
I have no idea. So that menu is it changes every time. So I'm not quite.
Yeah, well.
That looks good.
The menu changes all the time. So they didn't have that last time, but it looked like it was some type of, you know, bread dish with like eggs and what the fuck.
I'm kind of losing it. Toast. Marrow.
That's some eggs with that.
I don't know. Yeah. I've had bone marrow burgers. I mean, they're good.
So let's change.
I don't want to see that image.
So if you go back to that real quickly and scroll up,
I don't know if I can.
The
syringe. Have you guys ever heard of the creepy? Like, it's not creepy. I forgot what it's called, but it's a Ed? Fear. Scroll up again, right here. So bone marrow biopsy. I can't even look at it. Right on the left hand side.
Oh, that one. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
That one there.
I see. I have a hard time looking at that.
Oh,
like, really? It freaks me out. Like, have you ever heard of that? Toast. It's actually a phobia.
Oh. Okay. Well,
it's a fear of holes and patterns.
Oh.
You guys ever heard of it?
No.
No.
Hmm.
You have fear of holes and patterns.
Yeah,
if
you're gonna do a Google search, please don't do it when you're sharing the screen. I actually have
Swiss cheese. Does that scare you?
I stopped it. I pulled it away.
Thank you. I forgot the name of it, but it's like a legit thing.
Guys,
it's a fear of like patterns and like in holes and patterns. Like so much so that we have like a set of coasters in the house that on one of the coasters actually had like a pattern that kind of falls into this like category of my fear. And I fucking threw it away. I had to. I literally threw it in the trash. I don't know if anybody listens. It's like, the fuck's like, has anybody Googled it yet?
Nope.
Like the name of it?
No, I stopped my Googling here because I didn't want to mess with you anymore.
It's like trip to something or other. I forgot what it was. It's like a fear of like these weird patterns. I don't know. I've always had this really weird like reaction to certain things.
Do those three holes bug you?
No, not like that. Okay. I've always had this really weird reaction. Like I remember
trypophobia.
Yes,
okay.
Trypophagia or something. I forgot what it is. So Tri-phobia. I've always had this really weird like aversion to like certain patterns and of like holes and these weird patterns. I never could explain it because like no one ever knew what the fuck I was talking about. Like it all started for me. I remember having a dream when I was a kid where I actually had like a series of holes got put into my leg. Right there, you go. Oh, Sherry's got it. Trypophobia. Where I had I had a dream where I had like all these holes in my leg, and it freaked me out. And I woke up screaming, like going crazy. Ever since that dream, as a kid, I've had this crazy, crazy fear. And then I didn't know that other people also felt the same way. Apparently it's not like a fully recognized phobia of some sort, but like there's hundreds and thousands of people who actually feel the same way. So whenever I see that, like that pattern, like we saw on that page right there, I get
does it bother you to watch the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, when Charlie Brown has all the holes in his sheets, his ghost outfit?
No.
Okay.
What about Three-Hole Punch Jim? From the office. No. Okay. By the way, anybody that wants to look
about the moon,
the trypophobia, and Google that. Oh my gosh! Just Google those images. You will get the phobia yourself. It is not fun.
It's fucking fun weird, Nick. There are literally dozens of us. Dozens, I tell you.
What my phobia is when you take two forks and you put the forks together. And they lock. Mm-hmm. I will tell you. I would give up state. I would give up any secrets of the world. Just that's how you could torture me. I can't do
really?
It. Yeah, I can't. When I pull them out of the dishwasher, they're like, I can't do it.
When they're stuck.
My kid, when I first admitted this, my kid would go, Dad. I go,
of course. That's why they're your kids.
What about this? How about scissors moving back and forth?
Me, no? It's just two forks. When they get together like that, I can't. I literally will drop it and walk away.
Like here's an example. When the new iPhones came out, there was kind of like an online joke about it, right? Not a joke, but people were starting to freak out. Like if you look at this, like you know, there's three cameras, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if for say, like let's just pretend like the entire back of the phone. Was this pattern, like all the cameras? That is an example of something I can't handle. Like I can't handle looking at it. It drives me up a freaking wall.
I'm telling you, just Google the images.
No, I will not.
Not Chris. I would share them with everyone right now, but I might
have them look the other way.
So I don't.
Yeah, you guys go ahead. I'm not going to look.
Okay.
I can't. I literally will turn
the. Here goes. This is last warning. I will go to.
These are Tom Brady's favorite things in life, though.
So.
Honeycomb,
Yeah, and then on people's bodies, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not doing anything for me.
Okay. I forget what those called.
Oh, there's the camera. There's the iPhone. So,
yeah, I know, right? Okay. Look, bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's not doing
that's
anything.
A question. Yeah, like yeah. So, what do you think about suds, Chris? Like,
okay, I'm stopping it.
Chris. On top of like a bathtub or something, you know, when you just have a bunch of bubbles on top of water.
So those patterns aren't typically uniform.
Mm, right. Oh, so it has to be a uniform.
It's most often uniform patterns like that. So bubbles don't really bother me too much.
Forkophobia.
But I'll tell you, man, like it's crazy. I and for the longest time I never knew that there was like a thing out there that people thought this way.
Yeah, you think it's because you had that dream with your holes in your leg?
I thought. I don't know. I mean, that was what triggered it for me as a kid. Like I always kind of like thought back to that experience, and like, you know, there's always those series of dreams. There's certain dreams you'll never forget you had. Like I'll never forget certain dreams, and that's one of them. And that's probably the king of all my unforgettable dreams. And it's totally messed with me. And like, I can't, it's so weird. Like I typically have a very rational brain when it comes to these types of things. And like, I can kind of like suss some of these things out and realize that it's not really that big of a deal, but I cannot fucking handle those weird patterns. I can't do it.
What about like the Shining floor?
No, that's fine. Like it's more like holes, right? No,
okay. Oh, it has to be holes. Okay.
It's more so the holes, but
what about the song Holes by Mercury Rev? Does that one do anything for you?
I don't know the song.
Okay. All right. Well, for anybody else that has good taste in music.
Fixing a hole.
Does that song do anything for you? I'm not trying to fuck with your phobia. And I totally get the dream thing. I have a dream that
another one.
Well, after this message, we'll be right back. So,
nice. I had a dream as a kid that over and over and over again that I was in a red Volkswagen Bug, and it went over a cliff.
Whoa!
Over and over and over again.
That was all through my childhood.
Yep, all through my childhood. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Well, Nick, saying, like, I have a major revelation dream.
Yeah, I love what makes people's brain ticks. Like I always have a reoccurring dream that I'm back in high school football practice, but that's because I did it for so many times over and over again that it's humble just it's ingrained in my. It's not even a brag.
back in my letter days,
you back know. In my yeah, I was totally a jock. Yeah.
All right, Al Bundy, finish your story.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, like, you know, you do, like, you wake up and you're like, oh shit, no, I'm 47 and having the same dream.
My life is over.
I am not reading the private chat here. Maybe I should be. So, oh, somebody else, but okay. Anyway, I was just checking the private chat in case you guys were laughing at something that I
didn't know about.
No, we're laughing at you.
Oh, thanks. Good. Well, I had this dream, this reoccurring dream.
Your car wouldn't start.
I was young. No,
some subliminal something else.
That's right. You were there for that podcast about the.
No, I wasn't.
That was last week.
Oh, that was last week. Time flies. All right. So this recurring dream nightmare stuck with me for a while, and it was really freaky and slightly. I don't know. It's just weird. So I would wake up in my bed and I was kind of paralyzed right there, right? And the door would be open and I could see the light from down the hallway. But there was this like little leprechaun man that would sit in my window and talk to me.
I am the leprechaun!
Chris and I both had the same thought at the same time.
Was Jennifer Aniston in for her nose job?
No, this is before the movie Leprechaun.
Okay. Oh man, I'm freaking out, man! I'm the leprechaun.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll finish your dream.
Sorry, we're
Matt's spilling his childhood struggles with this leprechaun dream, and Nick and I are just making funny. I'm sorry.
Well, at least it's really you two, and I don't get blamed for it this week.
Hey,
okay.
I mean, yeah, I was actually trying to sympathize with you here.
Unless it's your mom in a mask. I mean, you got. I mean, I'm not gonna sympathize.
No, I mean, like this dream, I would have the same dream, and the weird thing was is that it was in my bed at a certain house. And then when I moved out of that house, I always thought, oh, well, I won't have that dream again. Hmm. But I had the same dream again, same scenario. I'm in that place. And it was, I think the freaky thing about it was that this thing would talk to me and say things in another language that I could understand, but I didn't understand. You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, stuck with me for a long time. And yeah, eventually.
When did you stop having the dream?
Sometime in my early teenage years.
Till tonight.
Same with me at the Volkswagen.
So what did the leprechaun say to you?
I don't know. It wasn't.
He didn't speak his language. What language was he speaking?
I don't think it was like a leprechaun, but I just.
Yo soy un leprechaun.
Okay, fine, fair enough. We'll just move on from this. So.
And you were so concerned about.
Sorry. No, it's fine. It's fine. You know, I was just trying to share my weird childhood.
That was Spanish for "I'm the leprechaun," Matt.
it's the fact that you said leprechaun. That's what got us.
I know.
It's way over the edge.
Yeah, sure.
Too far gone.
I should have.
I had.
Small. Do you get that reference? I'm the leprechaun.
Small.
I do, but I don't know.
Matt, movie, right?
No. I think if Matt knew the reference, he'd think it was funny.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's fair. Anybody else have any dreams they want to talk about?
I had a nightmare this weekend.
You were stuck on the show.
Your sink.
Oh my god. This was supposed to be. I have 3 days off. No grandkids. No nothing. And I was like going. I even told my wife. I go. I'm going to do nothing. I was going to soundproof the room, the studio. I was going to put these up. I got the. I have all laid out. All mapped out.
I saw, wait, just 1 second, Jack. I saw a very little tinge of concern on Chris's face. Is that the kind of pattern that would freak Chris out? Because it is a structured pattern with holes and dimples. Oh.
If you zoomed in on that, yes.
Okay.
No.
Leprechaun.
No, actually not that bad. But yeah.
Anyway, so, and Chris, you responded to my photo I put up there. So I told my, I go, I'm just doing nothing. My back is killing me. I got no grandkids. It's going to be I kept calling it the summer of Jack. It's the summer of Jack. I'm doing the summer of Jack. So about noon on Saturday, I'm just kicking back. I'm watching some, I'm playing poker online. And my wife goes, the sink's not working. The kitchen sink. I go, and we've been having water pressure problems for a couple of weeks, and we assumed it was the construction going on because about the same time that happened, they were working on the pipes in the for that new complex. So I was getting pissed. I'm like, oh my god! So all of a sudden, all the picture you see that came out of the bathroom sink, all this black and orange, yellow stuff.
Well, so that wasn't like olive oil and like some basil.
No, it was not.
All right.
Chris said it was maybe the water heater, and I said, "No, the water heater's almost brand new." Someone said, "Is it your water softener?" I go, "I unplugged that years ago." He goes, "Did you bypass it?" I go, "I didn't know I was supposed to bypass it." So for 10 years, I stopped using it because I kept forgetting to get the salt and all this stuff. So for 10 years, this stuff has been going through and corroding and getting all this stuff. All that stuff was in every pipe, every. So for the last 3 days, the summer of Jack, I've been making trips back and forth to Home Depot. First, I had to, because I had washed some clothes the night before. I came downstairs to see, it's got to be done. It's water's everywhere. We have tile in the laundry room, but we have what's it called?
Rubber mats.
No, not rubber mats. You know, not hardwood floors, but you know, the
slip and slide,
whatever, you know, the stuff that goes in this. Laminate. Okay. So now that's heaving because all the water got underneath. I'm like, this is like 2 a.m. Are you kidding me? So the summer of Jack was the last 3 days I've been going through each. Well, we had no toilets because they were all, everything was clogged into it. But the most interesting one was the downstairs bathroom is just a toilet and sink, what they call a half bath. I'm clogging. I'm taking off the valve, and I got something there to catch it, you know, to get the instant, you know, stuff. It shoots out like a geyser. It just goes all the way up. That stuff you see in the sink, it's all the way from my feet, all the way over me, up my nose, in my ear, in my eyes, all up the walls. It's I'm covered in this stuff. I'm cussing and swearing. I go, son of a fucking bitch. Screaming. I go, it's a fucking crime scene. I come out and my wife goes, what's wrong? I go, that goddamn fucking mess in there. The shit is everywhere. I go, look at me. I'm covered in this shit. So I'm just pissed at this point. And I get to stop. At least it cleared out that part of the drain. Then she walks in there. She goes, oh, my God, look at the mess you made. I go, did you not fucking hear me say what? I go, look at me. So I was at this point, I'm just pissed. So I shut it off. I said, okay, we got one bathroom working. The master bathroom didn't have a problem. Nothing in the master bedroom had a problem. But all day today, I have the kitchen sink. I've had to take it apart. I ordered a new faucet because we had to. It's every I had the washing machine. I had to get new lines for the washing machine. I had to clean out filters. So about 10 hours a day, I've been doing this. And I emptied out the water heater. All the shit comes out of the water heater. My wife goes, well, that's a waste of water. I go,
oh, God damn.
Stuff out of the water heater, you have to get it out. So it's just.
I would have been like, okay, I'm leaving for the weekend. Yeah. This one's on you.
It's just.
I'll just save it. You can drink it later, hon.
It's been so I've got 90% of it done, but the ice maker doesn't work because it's all clogged up. It just, so I go, well, that's going to be a fucking nightmare. So I'm going to pull that off, spray all over the place. But yeah, plumbers, so it hasn't been the summer of Jack. It's been a fucking nightmare. I mean, this crap is like sand too. It's, it's like, my wife is bitch. It's all over the floor. I go, pretend you're at the beach.
You know, black sands.
Get some waves going, and she goes, "You're not funny." I go, "What do you want me to do?" It's because it just sprays out; it just oozes out of everywhere. But I've managed to plumbers. Have, you know, I know they charge a lot of money; they deserve every penny they get.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I made 4 trips in one day to Home Depot because I assumed, okay, I cleared the valve is done. Okay, it's done. So finally learned that anything that has where the water goes through has to be replaced because it's got that shit in it. So that's what I've been doing. Home Depot. And then finally the old faucet, you can't get that stupid thing off. I bought some tool, but it doesn't work because it's so corroded on there. So finally I look, my wife goes, why don't you get a saw? I go, I can't get a wrench around it. How am I going to get a saw on it? How am I going to saw it off? I can't get a wrench on it. I'm just trying to help. I go, yes, I know you are. Stop. You know how you have to be because you know you've made your wife mad. And it's like
I've never done that.
Nope. Yeah, I bet you haven't. Mm-mm. And I'm just like going. I'm just like, okay, I'm being. She goes, you're being such a dick. I go, I'm sorry. I apologize. So then I looked on the internet. Some guy says if you're not going to keep it, just drill it off. So I drilled the piece off. It snapped off. The whole thing came. And then the washers, it's just been a nightmare. But it's 90% clean and done, and most of the stuff is cleaned up. And
last 10%, Jack, I would just get a plumber.
I think I can do it. The hard part's going to be the last part's the refrigerator, the water and the that'll be the
the refrigerator line.
Yeah, it's I'm sure. It'll be.
So, do you think it's in the ice maker, or is it just in the line?
It's in the line.
All right, just disconnected.
It's not pumping. It won't pump. Whatever this stuff is, it just clogs the. It clogs it. But once you flush, once I bypassed it, that opened up all the pipes. But all this shit is just coming out. It's just a matter of cleaning everything out. To get it in, and that's what I've been doing. So my 3 days off, that's what I did, and I bruised my fucking hand because I threw this damn thing down and smashed my finger. My wife goes, "Well, you shouldn't get mad." Ugh.
Well, hey, did you celebrate Valentine's Day? Did you have a good? I'm just trying to make conversation here. I think Jack froze.
No, he's not froze. He's contemplating murdering you for asking that follow-up question.
I think I talked about last week. My granddaughter is really repeating everything that is being said, like everything.
Nice.
So I'm trying not to swear and cuss, like I said last week with the garbage disposal. But this, she was over there, and I'm like, this is just fucking bullshit. And everyone goes, oh. I go, well, if she says that, more power to her. I don't fucking care. I just snapped at that point. I just like,
well, it's the reaction, I think, you know, that kids remember. Because, like, if you do, if you say shit, and all of a sudden everybody goes, like that, you know, then the kid remembers that the last thing that was said was shit. But if you just say shit and none has any reaction to it, then
they're I'm usually pretty good around, well, sometimes. But this is just, she shouldn't be in the house. You shouldn't have brought her over. Well, that was my my 3 days. I didn't watch, couldn't really watch TV. And that's what I was doing today when you were saying, can you set up the show? I'm fighting with this thing going, oh my fucking God.
It was really just kind of a thing where I meant to do it Sunday. And then the day just, it was actually a nice day here. And so everybody was out doing stuff. We were enjoying the sun because we've had a lot of gray days and the sun finally broke through and it was nice. So then by the time I thought about it, I was like, shit, I'm at school. So, but, yeah, I have nothing else to say. Nobody really wants to hear about my office rewatch, but I will say,
and yeah, I love The Office. Go ahead and talk about it.
Thank you, JP, for turning me on to, The Office Ladies, as well as,
you've never seen The Office before?
No. I've seen The Office Ladies podcast. JP had mentioned it, and then I think Eric, our listener, had kind of private messaged me about it. So, it's a very funny podcast. So, from the private chat, I'll just say that no, we're not going to hear any more about nude models. I have no more stories to share. I feel like it's inappropriate to just go through my.
I will say this though: if you do have a problem, post it on the internet, and you'll get like 30% serious answers, and about 70% people will be fucking with you. So,
yeah, that's how I feel about this podcast. All right. So.
No, because you would get serious answers, and then when you get people that just are fucking with you,
mm-hmm.
It's life. Anyway, so yeah, I've been watching The Office. I'm somewhere in, I think, season 5 right now. So
really,
I'm kind of in the middle of it. I've been cruising through that show, enjoying it. But The Office Ladies, for those of you that haven't heard, it's basically Jenna Fischer and Angela. From The Office, like they have their own podcast. It's hilarious. So,
what I liked about did I talk about last week with the ball, the exercise ball, cold open?
No,
I don't think so.
The part where that's the one where Dwight's exercising on the exercise ball.
Yeah. And then they stab it.
Yeah, part of it, and it pops.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one in a million. Type thing. I guess he did like 14 clips, and then the last time he goes and does it, he hits the seam and it explodes. So that's the one they used.
Huh.
I read that somewhere. Like that was actually
it was on Yahoo. It was from the podcast, the Office podcast.
Oh yeah, so it was like a mistake. They weren't supposed. It wasn't supposed to pop. That's the
right
one they were used. That's funny.
It's supposed to.
It was supposed to be like a slow thing, and they were just going to keep it on Dwight as he slowly kind of goes down, but. Because they got that pop, they just went with that. So,
like YouTube has the best of the cold openings from The Office.
Oh yeah,
it's hilarious. Hilarious. It's a great show. I did my last Office rewatch probably about a year ago. I never liked it past
when Michael left, leaves. You were very critical of that,
but
it's hard.
When I did the rewatch. It was better than I remember.
Yeah, it's hard to do that. Like when a main character leaves, you know, because like was it Eric when Eric Foreman left? That 70s Show wasn't the same. There's a couple other ones that way where the main character leaves, and then it's like you're killing the show.
When Warm Taffy left this show,
oh, absolutely,
killed. Well, you know, and Alias Smith and Jones when you know Smith leaves,
and they bring another replacement Smith in.
All right. Yeah, you can't do that.
When JP left this show.
Really yeah, it was right. Never the same.
It was never the same since. So.
Yeah. I watched Birds of Prey.
By the way, JP, thank you for filling in, and we'd love to have you back.
JP in the chat?
No,
I just am putting that out there to, you know.
Oh, that's right. His computer's not working.
Oh. Okay, sorry, Nick. I didn't mean step all over.
It's fine. No, so I'm used to it.
Leprechaun!
The Leprechaun! I was just trying to think of anything else I've watched. I watched Birds of Prey after the last episode that I was on, the Harley Quinn movie. And I gave it like a B-, maybe C+. Like it's got moments that are good, but I felt they were trying too hard to make it Deadpool. And it just didn't pan out. I mean, it's got moments that are good and something if you have nothing else to do, go watch, but you're not going to be like, oh man, that was a really great movie.
Well, it's bombed so poorly. It's bombed so badly that it's, didn't they change the name?
They did change the name. Yeah. To Harley Quinn, something else. Cause like, I think that's one of the reasons why too. One is cause, Suicide Squad sucks so bad that people thought, well, why would I want to watch another story that's a continuation of that when it was so bad? And then two, when you just call it Birds of Prey, people are like, what the hell is that? You know, they know Harley Quinn, but they don't know what Birds of Prey is. And so that, I think, hurt it. But I mean, the one good thing you can say about it is that Margot Robbie brought it. I mean, she really is Harley Quinn. She does a great job. It's just that I felt that
she's a great actress.
There's some, like, they were trying to set up some of the other characters, and some they did okay, and some they just kind of glossed over. And then the fight at the end is pretty good, but then all of a sudden just the villain dies and you're kind of like, oh, that's it? Okay. And that's just how you just kind of, okay. So like, it just kind of felt like a meh.
Yeah. I never saw Suicide Squad. I don't have attention to
it. It's terrible. It's absolutely rubbish.
Yeah.
It's absolutely rubbish.
Rubbish.
Rubbish, I tell
you. I just like that word. Rubbish.
Rubbish!
I always think it looks like rubbish. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm glad we bring out these finer points in this podcast.
It's totally rubbish.
Sure, yes, if there's any ghost updates. I have not seen anything in probably a couple months. Pretty ghost-free here. Last couple months. Even though Jay thinks it, he still thinks it's a lie. But
you know what's weird about it is that Jay loves Ghostbusters and yet is the most skeptical when it comes to ghosts.
No, he believes in ghosts.
Okay.
Just but he says he never, since he never saw it, I go, no one was going to go in your room, not even the ghost.
Well, he practically was a ghost. I mean, he is pale.
He's super pasty.
Yeah.
Everyone has seen it, but Jay. Everyone has seen it.
Maybe it's like...
Maybe Jay's the ghost.
No.
Maybe Jay's on a different frequency.
He's this totally sixth sense thing going on here.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything in a couple... It's been a couple months. It doesn't faze me anymore. I just kind of go, yeah, all right, whatever.
I'd sure. Totally be friends. Like, I always name anything that I don't like Phil, because Phil is not scary. It's like, you know, if you have a big spider that lives like in outside the window, you're like, hey, what's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up, Phil?
How you not doing, bothering Phil? Me. What's up, Phil? Like, if I had a ghost, I'd totally name him Phil, because then you can't really be scared of a ghost named Phil.
Or Jill or Gil or...
I don't have to rhyme, but yeah.
Or Ned?
Or Ned, yeah.
Ned Ryerson?
I was thinking of the Kermit. When he gets amnesia in New York, Muppets take Manhattan. So, spoiler alert, Kermit gets hit. It's a terrifying moment in the whole movie. And when he comes back...
He's got amnesia.
Yeah, he gets amnesia, and he hangs out with a bunch of accountants or business executives.
He becomes a nude model.
Do you know how long it's been since I've seen that movie? And somehow that popped in my brain. I'm like, good God, how do I remember
that? Because isn't Kermit always nude?
He's always nude.
Yeah, he's definitely nude.
I thought he was a nude.
He's the dripper.
That was the greatest thing ever said.
Kermit's a dripper.
Yeah. That was the greatest thing ever said on Friends.
What's on what?
On Friends. On the show Friends. The greatest thing that was ever said on the show Friends was by Chandler saying, like, so Donald Duck, his whole life, never wore pants. But yet when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist. What's that
that's
about?
True. That's true,
like,
yeah.
That's the one thing I always remember from Friends. There we go. I don't
want to be dripping all over the place.
That's Mickey.
You guys are really taking this whole podcast.
Kermit the Frog here. I don't want to be dripping all over the floor.
Well, now that makes
Rainbow
sense.
Rainbow connection. Kermit. The lovers, the drippers, and me.
Just imagining a rainbow.
Where's Miss Piggy when all this is going on?
Kermit.
Yeah, the two old guys up there going, fix that dripper. You know, fucking hell, I Elmo's got to be doing something. I hate Elmo. I wish they'd kill off Elmo. I hate Elmo. I've always hated him.
Now, how did we go from Muppets to Sesame Street?
Same thing, isn't it?
No, nowhere.
They're all the same.
By the way, everyone that cannot hear us or isn't watching this, Jack is actually dressed up like an Elmo.
He is totally Elmo. Yeah. Guys, show us going on. Show go on.
It's a little bit of a single wave.
Maybe because Elmo was going for so years ago, he was going for like $1,000. Remember that, you guys?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's when Elmo was a big deal. That's like 20 years ago.
Yeah. It's fucking Elmo. Your kid doesn't need a fucking Elmo.
It was because they were releasing them like a different one every year. You know, and they were limited editions and all that shit.
It was bullshit. He's my least favorite character.
Okay.
I could live with Big Bird and Snuffleupagus and Bert and Ernie and Cookie Monster and the Grouch. I kind of feel like the Grouch.
How did you know Jack the Dripper's nickname was Snuffleupagus?
He doesn't exist though, only in Big Bird's mind, right? Or did they finally release him to the whole world? This big elephant is walking around Sesame Street, but nobody can see him but Big Bird.
That's a good point.
And these people are supposed to be teaching our kids.
I mean,
better than the trash heap. Lay off Sesame Street.
I did like
Sesame Street. I mean, it's a big elephant.
I think
you're all right, kids. We're gonna count to 10, but we can't see that fucking elephant over there.
You're in grumpy grandpa mode.
He is. He's the Grouch. He literally is.
I said I'm the Grouch. I'm green.
You did see that SNL sketch, did you, Jack?
Yeah,
that was so good.
Oh, the Joker.
The Joker one. Oh, yeah,
so good.
So good.
It's like, damn, Oscar, you like to smell the trash? Why don't you bite me? That's good.
I'm grumpy.
Anyway.
It is so cold. I am cutting glass down here in my basement.
Cutting glass?
Here.
He's packing sharp peanuts. Nipple. Yeah.
Yeah. Smuggling Tic Tacs into the podcast tonight.
There you go.
Oh, I've got a switcher right here.
Oh.
How convenient.
I think I've finally done it. I think I've created a sentence out of all of our patrons' names. I've been working on that mysteriously over here. Maybe not mysteriously because I've been quiet. So, but
was it the leprechaun thing?
The leprechaun thing?
I'm sorry.
No, so it's okay. You know, I mean that's fine. It was just this weird, mysterious thing that kind of followed me around up until some point, and then it just disappeared. So
it's totally coming back tonight, dude. Sorry.
Don't we have an email?
We do have an email. I forgot.
Get out of town. We have an email?
No, we don't. No,
we do. I think we do.
Okay.
I saw it today when I was trying to log on this stupid network thing.
Oh, there is an email.
It's from Dennis. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, I think you should probably read it.
Why? Because he's my number one fan.
Because it's addressed to you.
Is it? Oh yeah, all right.
Yeah, the rest of us have become the Professor and Marianne.
I have never even seen this.
And the rest.
So the title is Super Bowl Party Foods versus Revisited. Right? Okay. Oh, Super Bowl Party Foods versus : Revisited.
Oh, it revisits the colon, all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that does. Hi, Nick, and all the rest.
I'll be Marianne.
I just had to send in this in as a follow-up on the Super Bowl Party Food versus poll. I met with my pizza guy this past Thursday. I didn't know he had a pizza guy. Wow.
Hey, pizza guy.
He's got to get his fix, man. Hey, man, you got any more of those meat lovers?
Don't put those pepperonis in a padding because it's gonna screw me up.
Hey, get the double anchovy. Stop by later.
He's in New York, so you know you gotta have a pizza guy if you're living in New York.
I guess so.
Okay. He owns his own business, one location, and is a big sports fan. He always has some game going on his small TV over in the corner. He says hi when I stop in to pick up my pizza and ask me if I've watched the Super Bowl. He says it's a good game, but the pizza orders were down for him and down 28% nationwide from last year. This news came from his suppliers, I guess. Okay. No one knows why. One theory has to do with a West Coast team being involved, but no one really knows. It's not like people were choosing 7-layer dip over pizza necessarily. He said people were calling him early that day, modifying their orders because fewer people were coming to their parties than expected. So another life mystery. I thought you guys want to know, Dennis.
They're probably choosing ribs over
pizza. It's probably because the Patriots weren't in the Super Bowl. No one cared.
I could see that. Yeah. I mean, think about it. You have San Francisco.
Has a huge fan base.
But I'm saying, you look at the foods, though. Like, Chris is right. Like, you know, if it's going to be a New England team, Or even New York or Jersey, you're going to have a lot more kinds of pizza. But, you know, Kansas City, you're right, Jack. Like, maybe more barbecue, maybe more ribs.
Actually, but then, I was making a fucking joke, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I'm taking you seriously.
Okay, well, you take me seriously.
It's the one time in your life you should own it. San Francisco, though, like, what foods are you thinking of there? Like, no one's ordering a sourdough, you know, trencher or something.
Don't call them trenchers. They have names nowadays. That there's other lingo that they use to call people trenchers.
What is it?
Drippers.
Okay. Drippers. Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying,
when you get order a pizza, like Domino's, mm-hmm. Pizza Hut, it's a crapshoot. I mean, it's either sometimes it's good. Most times, like,
I beg to differ. I actually think, specifically with one of those you mentioned, Domino's, they have been the most consistent pizza I've ever ordered, especially in the last like 5 years when they read the recipe. It's not great pizza.
No, it's not. But you're right. It's absolutely the same no matter where
it is. Consistently decent pizza every time you order it.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, like I think I said this on the podcast way back. Like the nearest Domino's to me is a good ways. And so I was like, there's a Pizza Hut not too far. And I hadn't had Pizza Hut in probably 20 years. I was like, I'm going to try it. And I got the thin and crispy because that's what I got when I was a kid. And I actually really liked it. And that's all I've eaten out here is just Pizza Hut for like the last 6 months. And I'm just like, it's just stuff that you forget and you haven't had it in so long. You're like, oh.
I haven't had a good hut in a long time.
Yeah. Pizza the Hut.
I like a Hungry Howie's.
Yeah, delicious.
Not in our delivery area. Have you guys ever had Hungry Howie's? You've had Hungry. If you come to the
I probably have then, yeah.
If you come to the
Raleigh
get up thing, whatever they call it.
I don't like to eat anything that's named after people because I think that I'm eating people. So
Soylent Green.
So you don't like you don't like Jack in the Box?
It's a trypophobia thing. I will not eat Jack's Box. Thanks very much.
Those tacos are the best.
The Raleigh meetup. Yes.
It gives Raleigh meetup a whole new term, doesn't it? Taco.
Well, you don't say meat and Jack in a Box in the same sentence. So
no, that's true.
Yeah.
I know. Like, it's the one thing I do not like about Fort Collins, that there is no Jack in the Box here. I have to drive an hour south to go to Jack in the Box.
Oh, never. Mine is 2.5 hours away.
Oh, okay. So yeah. What, Chris?
Never had Jack in the Box.
You know, it's nothing great. It's kind of like you don't have Hardee's in the north either. So
we used to when I was growing up. There was Hardee's. We had Arby's.
Better than Hardee's.
We had Arby's, and then Roy Rogers. We had growing up.
Well, the only thing you could compare Jack in the Box with is Hardee's, even though Jack in the Box is better than Hardee's, but the menu is similar in that you have curly fries, you have the same sourdough burger, you have like similar things.
You don't have the tacos, though.
But you don't have the tacos, and the tacos are great because they're a soy based deep fried taco, and I tend to
it's
like
it. It's a gift from God. It really is.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy as all get out, but it's you got to have them. And I like the breakfast Jack too. It's just
before I had the pleasure of being in a Jack in the Box, I always thought Jack was crazy. Every time I would hear a podcast and he would say, "I like the Jack in the Box tacos," I'm like, "That man's got to be insane to want a fast food taco. Are you crazy?" And then when I moved to California and I saw that there was Jack in the Box 2 blocks away from me, I said, "You know what? I'm gonna go try it
for a dollar."
And I exactly for two for a dollar, and that was the first time I didn't even care about the meal. I just wanted to try the tacos, and from that point on, if I went to Jack in the Box, I really went for the tacos. That's what.
So Jack in the Box is not a chain that I'm familiar with out in the Northeast.
No, it actually started in San Diego,
but it's actually it was one of my first memories of hearing national news about a food poisoning.
E. coli started in Seattle, I think, right?
Yeah. So like that's literally my only, you know, mental reference to Jack in the Box is like people getting real sick.
Well, they traumatized kids with they used to have this used to be a Jack in the Box type clown type thing that you'd place your order in. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to change that kind of, they wanted to change their, I don't know, they wanted to change the thing. So they blew up the Jack in the Box. And I guess it was traumatizing kids everywhere that they blew up the Jack in the Box. Anyway, when I was a kid, before they had Happy Meals, they used to give away balloons at this one Jack in the Box by our house. The balloons would be at the bottom of the bag with the greasy French fries, the greasy tacos, all the greasy food. Those were the best balloons I think I've ever had.
They're balloons.
Just covered with fast food grease. You'd blow. Oh my God, this is
great. Oh, that you're actually eating them. Like, oh, like no. What am I pooping out now? Like, yeah.
My dog, we had a dog that he'd eat the balloons and then he would shit the balloons out. It's like little Yorkie. It's like, what the fuck? Where'd the balloons go?
But you said something, Jack, and Matt saw my reaction. I don't know if you guys have watched it yet, but it's an HBO documentary. It's only had 2 episodes so far. The McMillions is
I want to watch it.
It is so good.
I was going to do it this the Summer of Jack, but I got sidetracked.
You know, sidetracked, yeah. Oh, I think the third episode comes out tomorrow. I think, or maybe
isn't
tonight.
It that the mob is behind? Was
well, it's not just the mob. It's a whole just circumstances so far. I mean, I've only two
can
episodes.
Can I sue because back then I was all in.
The thing is, what's really weird to me is because I so rarely eat McDonald's, is that I thought the Monopoly thing was still going on. And I was like,
it is still going on.
It ended in 2001? I was like, really?
No.
They've had it since then.
They definitely had it.
I thought they did. Okay, because basically they were saying it must have ended then, like what they did in that process in 01 then. But yeah, because it was like starting 86, and this is through 01 when they busted it.
I needed Boardwalker Park Place. We're going to McDonald's tonight, kids.
But yeah, for everyone out there, it's called McMillions on HBO, and it's the FBI's case into a rigged monopoly system at McDonald's because it was rigged the entire time from 86 to 2001, and it's pretty neat because
McDonald's know about it
at this point in the documentary? No, they did not, because basically McDonald's, from what they've said so far, is that McDonald's, you know, just specializes in milkshakes, hamburgers, fries. That's what they do. So their marketing team was another company that they put in charge of the monopoly stuff. So it's the corruption within that. But, you know, I don't trust them. I'm like mad over there.
Can we find out what happened to the Shamrock Shake? Because the Shamrock Shake used to be great.
Well, bring it back. They were in demand in Boston.
It doesn't taste like it did when I was a kid. Maybe because they don't use real ice cream.
Yeah. The asbestos isn't in there either.
Well, I don't. I bring it back because it tastes. It was great when I was a kid. I used to
bring back the McRib.
I've never had a McRib.
The Shamrock Shake, for everyone out there who doesn't know, is a stripper's name that Jack really loved because, you know, she was Irish and she loved to shake that thing.
And she would say, leprechaun! Anyway. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, I'm your lucky charm tonight.
I'm a fucking leprechaun.
I'm the leprechaun!
But am I right? It doesn't take... Well, you guys don't remember. Matt probably does because he's old enough. But it had a different taste than it does now.
I'm sorry. I was hung up on the stripper name. I'm sure it does have a different taste now, but you know, I'm not going to judge that.
Is she a new model in your show?
Leprechaun.
That's not what we're talking about.
It's like the anyway. So we were talking about McDonald's, right?
Right.
My kids came up with. Because they know the catchphrase that
I'm loving it.
So they on
there's no telling how much money Justin Timberlake made off of that damn thing.
He wrote that.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, Mr. Timberlake wrote that jingle. Huh.
Well, my kids wrote a different.
That'll make Jessica Biel happy, right? I'm loving it. Oh, wait, I was just there. Okay.
Anyway. Their version goes, it's poisonous.
Damn.
They also did one that was, I'm dead.
Jeez.
Wow.
Kind of dark. I mean, they're really sweet, but a dark side.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I'm dark too. Like every time I would hear Rehab by Amy Winehouse, I'd be like, you know, I guess I should have gone to rehab. It's like, damn. But, you know, that's me.
Ooh.
I think that's too soon. Sorry. I can't laugh at that.
Yeah, she's only been dead for, what, 12 years?
Yeah, 13 years is okay. Cut off. Has it been that long?
Well, was it Black Backed Black? Back, what was the name of that, her last album?
I don't know.
But anyway, but yeah, that came out in 2007. So, and then she died, I think, maybe a year after that. So,
you know what hasn't died? The birds chirping outside.
They have nonstop. It must be the Jack's summer of love for those birds because they are going at it.
Somebody
throw some of that crud at him. There's some bird seed.
He should throw a shamrock shake.
We should have less animals up because they took away 50 okay. acres of trees out here.
Matt says July 2011, so she's been dead for almost 9 years.
Didn't know Treest was still with us.
I know he kind of went silent there for a while.
So and Drake's here. So welcome to the
McDonald's can't replicate the flavor from your favorite stripper from childhood. Exactly, but they can damn near try.
I had some great stripper for fantasy. No.
I tell you though, like if you guys want to see what it's like to
great
experience,
strippers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So India does not have strippers, you know, a strip club in India. I'm sure they do in private clubs, well, but you know. But if you want to see what it's like to be completely awestruck and just wide-eyed joy, take someone from India who's recently moved here to a strip club. And you will have more pleasure just watching that young man or old man experience that for the first time than you will ever in your life. It's just interesting. Like, Jesus
Maybe
Christ.
We should do that for a live. We've always wanted to do a live show, right? I mean, live on remote.
No, do it. I don't know where this is going, but I don't like it.
That's a bit what? Farther. Whoever, Matt's over coming out a sick man. Like, I don't know. Like, what the hell? No. If Lacking Boobs is wrong, I don't want to be right.
No, if you're proposing we do a live broadcast from a strip club,
I'm all in.
Actually. I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But I want to find one that has lobster rolls at the strip club.
Oh.
No comment.
We go to Sapphire in Vegas. That seemed to be a popular one.
We got to make this Vegas trip happen. I haven't been to Vegas in...
Well, three of the four of us are going to be in Raleigh. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that is true. So that is true.
We had a listener years ago,
invite us to a Vegas. This is when the Married Man Show was going. A Vegas. It was an adult toy Vegas type show. And it was on third. We were actually going to Vegas, but we were there a day late.
I think I would go to one of those.
Well, we were all in, but we couldn't get there.
Just
like, the last time I was in Vegas was my buddy's bachelor party, and I think we actually missed that same expo by like a day or two as well.
Well, this was like a private party type thing that we
were going
to. Did I ever tell you guys about
the leprechaun?
The leprechaun. No, that I ran into a porn star in L.A. It was a Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you
did. I tell you? Yet. Yeah, it was the Game of Thrones Expo in 2016, and I'm like waiting in line, all this stuff, and all of a sudden I see this Asian girl, and I'm like, damn, she's good looking, and I look over, and then I'm like, holy shit, that's Evelyn Lynn. And I'm like, over going like, oh, you like Game of Thrones too? You know, like I don't know who she is. And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. I've seen you do more nasty things than I can imagine.
I'm a leprechaun.
Yeah. All you video people are getting a treat right now.
Leprechaun.
I used to have a... potential, these people who, women who wanted to be porn stars, who would come into my mailbox, et cetera, and send photos and stuff to out and videos.
Oh,
and stuff
good
like
God.
That.
Yeah.
And then there's, sometimes they would go, what do you think of these pictures? I'd be like, well, you know, they look,
sure. They're great.
Sure. Great.
It's like that scene in Summer Rental with John Candy where the woman keeps coming by and going, like, I just got them done. Feel them. It's like,
One guy came in. It was, I guess, it was a husband and wife. He goes, "Really? What do you think?" I go, "Yeah, it's yeah. But she looks, yeah, you look good." What am I supposed to say?
Those look like fast food balloons.
Yeah, just, you know,
this looked like my Jack in a Box balloon.
Do they taste the same? That's why I don't know.
Fish tacos.
More soy. Kind of base.
Oh man.
Anyway, before we get ourselves into any more trouble,
Matt's tapping out.
We're about at an hour and a half. You know, this is I'm pulling a J here. I'm saying, hey guys, let's.
I think we're just getting started.
Let's get it started. How many people do we have in the chat? Do we?
What? The world may never know.
I don't know. I think none right now.
Well, you know, people jump in when they feel that it's necessary to correct us.
Which should be all the time.
Have you seen our private chat?
Yeah. I just want
to. I'm not showing my private chat anymore.
I'm just waiting for that one really demented person in the chat to, like, you know, we say something sick, they double down on it.
Hey, you look a little like the arrow there, Chris.
He does.
Tilt it down. Yeah. Down.
See?
Near the arrow.
Drake makes a great point. Short notice was great. See, I like the sarcastic tone there, Drake. And it's hard to read that in the text, but I got it. We should do this a full week in advance. Like, as soon as you guys knew at the end of the last podcast, we're going to do a live one. You go, like, hey guys, we're going to do a live one in a week. But no,
I want to do a live show of Matt and Chris doing a barbecue.
You mean a cookout?
A cookout. Okay, a cookout.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, gentlemen,
what would it be though? Like, because, like, you know, it's gonna be a weird clash of foods there. Because, you know, I don't know what they cook out in Indiana.
What? I'm vegetarian.
That's right. So. You got veggie burgers.
Yeah, but
what would you? Okay, so, like, let's just say, like, you invite all three of us over to a 4th of July mm-hmm. cookout.
Right.
What are you making for us?
I have to make food for you guys. Yeah. You guys bring your own.
Down the road.
I'm just saying, is it going to be like hummus and chips? Because, you know, Jack's not showing up for that.
I don't like hummus.
Okay, perfect. So Jack's not there.
I'll eat the chips, but I'm not a big hummus fan. I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm not a big hummus fan.
There is this hummus that I've been eating that we got from Costco. It's called Bitchin' Sauce, I think. And it's got
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you'll die from it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's that store what? That
just is it well it's got like sriracha that... and hummus together? It's delicious.
Oh, okay.
And,
go ahead, Jack. Sorry. What?
What's that store Dennis and Gail are always talking? I think Gail
Wegmans. Yeah.
We just had one open up here. My wife went there and she said, oh my God, it was worse than going to like Sam's or Costco.
What's because it's just yeah, open.
Yeah. It was sure crazy there. It was packed, but the food is excellent. So yeah. far, what I've had is the lunch meats are great, and it just so
good stuff.
Oh, shit. I mean, you live in North Carolina. You know these rubes will turn out for anything. I mean, you know.
Someone from Tennessee called people from North Carolina.
Exactly. That's why I can say that.
Okay, I guess you can't.
My whole life, we had Wendy's and McDonald's in my hometown. When we got a Burger King, you couldn't go to it for the first 2 months because those people were lined up. I was like, it's freaking Burger King, people. You never like, had it?
Chicken here, that Popeye's chicken.
Diabetes to me.
Would be wrapped around the block, and now it's you can go there whenever you want.
Hey, Paul, they got something more than just raccoons and squirrel meat.
That's just bigoted.
They don't say raccoons. They don't say the rat.
Yeah, that's actually something I remember.
Am I right, Nick?
Dolly Parton. Yeah, Dolly Parton. That's the one thing I remember her saying when I was a little kid because people were asking her about Tennessee, like growing up there in an interview, saying like, "You ever eat possum?" She's like, "Oh, good not. No, that's just a big rat." You know, like, that's what I always remember her saying.
I remember when I came out here and people said, "Have you ever tried squirrel stew?" I go, "Huh." Wait, squirrel, the little flying rats? They go, oh, it's a good stew. I go, no, I've never tried squirrel stew. You want it? I go, no, I don't want to try squirrel stew.
Part no.
No, I'll pass on that.
I think that's what the leprechaun was trying to tell me. He was trying to tell me
I got
some
you,
kind of recipe. So,
no.
Yeah. There's lots of good stuff to eat, though. Like, it's random.
Well, have you had squirrel stew?
I never had squirrel stew. I've had squirrel, but I never had squirrel stew. You know, and then like,
what does squirrel taste like? Don't say chicken.
No, it's not chicken.
Fried chicken.
It's just different, you know.
You ever had buffalo wings? Not like that.
Yeah, but like,
I
loved eating frog legs when I was a kid. And then there's a lot of people I never had frog legs. See, frog legs is great.
I've had alligator tail.
That's tough, though. Yeah,
alligator. It was crispy.
So frog legs. If you could mass produce them like you do buffalo wings, I think more people would eat frog legs than they would buffalo wings because it's a tender chicken tasting like, and instead of like buffalo wings where you tend to have tendons and it's sometimes can be difficult to eat them all, frog legs it's just like 1-2 bite you're done. Like you eat the little calf, you eat the thigh, and then you're good.
All right,
and they're good.
All right, Doc Hopper.
I have a question about frog legs. So do you eat the rest of the frog or just you cut the legs off?
No, you just cut the legs off, yeah.
So what happens to the frog? You just
chuck it.
I am like getting this. I'm having a little phobia right now because I'm getting flashbacks from the Muppet movie.
I mean, you wouldn't mind because, look, he became a corporatist, you know, in that movie, like all about money. And then, you know, so he probably deserved to die.
Okay. You know what deserves to die? This podcast.
Hey!
No, we're having a good time. I mean,
we're having a good time.
You said I deserve to die, so I was like,
my frog legs are gone.
Shmeel, Shmeisel, Hazepeffer, and like
Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
We should sing the outro to this, like, going to jayandjack.com now. Get your Amazon needs / something.
Oh, you had it going there, man.
I didn't practice like Nick did with his amazing song. I think Nick's amazing intro.
I think Nick just wings it.
He does.
But that one, actually, I took a little bit of time with because I had a couple hours at work, and I went, you know what?
Fuck that guy. I took the sausage. I'm not working today.
Well, I listened to that podcast.
I'm going to get paid to write a jingle for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, don't share the sausage.
On the plane ride back, because on the podcast, you guys said the show is no longer called the RCAD. I think Chris said that. It's called Jack, the Dripper Show. And so I went, okay, I've got to write a new theme song. Jack the Dripper in it. And so then
Did I bring listeners in?
No way.
Patrick's not going to bring
listeners in. So I was trying to think of any song that had that I could put Jack the Dripper in. You know, like, and I couldn't think of hardly one did pop in my mind. I've already forgotten it. And then I was just Alice Cooper came on my random iPod, and I went, okay, I haven't done an Alice Cooper song. Let's do an Alice Cooper song. And I went, okay, that one's perfect. And then, so that's what we got.
Yep, all right.
Well, for everybody that does want to help out this show, there's a couple places you can go to. Why wouldn't you, Jack? That's a good point. Point well taken.
You got something else better to do with your time?
I don't think so. A lot of people want to buy their Elmo outfits to freak out Jack.
No, I'm not. I don't have a phobia against Elmo. I just hate him. If I see him, I punch him in the face.
Anything that you want to buy through Amazon.com would help us out. Actually, it's I think what is it? JaneJack.com/Amazon. That's the link.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was schooled on. So you can also go.
Somebody mentioned actually on the Facebook page that they use the idea of bookmarking the JaneJack.com/Amazon link on their phone. I forgot who it was, but they posted that in the Facebook group that they.
Well, thanks for doing it.
Thank you for doing it. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
And thank you, Drake, for showing up. We do appreciate it.
I just watched that Seinfeld episode. Love the Drake. You ever remember that one where they get him the big screen TV and he breaks up? I hate the Drake.
Hate the Drake.
Well, I take it no one's watching Kirby Enthusiasm other than Jack and I.
I'm watching it, yeah.
I don't have HBO.
I haven't watched last night's yet.
But I'm going to return to HBO in the future, probably.
I was talking about the sexual harassment one.
I think we talked about that one.
Yeah, it's been funny.
Yeah. Well, this one, because remember how in one episode already, like the mailman, you know, he kind of pissed off the mailman.
Oh, yeah.
So this one kind of comes back a little bit, not full circle yet, but it's getting there. Like, basically, he receives a package from somebody, and the box just says discreet services on it. So the mailman knows everything about everything. And so, of course, when he gets it out, it's a blow-up doll, you know? So,
I did like when the mailman had a complaint. He goes, you know, the shorts. He goes, I would take you more serious. I can't take you serious wearing shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you had Timothy Oliphant on the last one I watched.
This one actually had a lot of last night's episode had a lot, I think three or four like celebrity cameos in it.
Did it?
Chris is dying over here. He's just like, kill it.
No, he's not. Yeah, I think
Chris is okay. He's Arrow.
Chris is always ready to go. You're the Jay of the show. Chris is always ready to go. You get Chris laughing, he'll go for another hour. You give him a gummy or two, he's good for another 2 hours.
He might not be here all the time. What is it? The guy from Arrow. What's his name?
Stephen Amell.
He called out Dean Spanos before he moved the team, so I love fucking Dean Spanos.
I'm glad we got that.
You love fucking Dean Spanos?
No, I love that he called out fucking Dean Spanos.
Okay.
But, you know, that's it. If I saw Dean Spanos, I would literally probably punch him in the face.
Oh. Did you do that?
I did, just by accident. I booted Jack completely. This is the most exciting thing I've done on the show all day. He can actually still see us. There's nothing he can do. He's just gone from the show. I'll bring him back.
Brutal. Oh, he's back.
He's back. All right.
Man, producer with an attitude.
I was trying to end this show, and you guys just keep derailing into all.
You didn't take Nick off. Nick started it.
I was going to mute him.
You're
next.
Playing favorites. Sorry.
I was actually going to go to just mute you, and I removed you. So anyway, a couple patrons that make this show possible, and you can also send us an email. You don't have to just be, I don't know what I'm trying to say, guys.
A lurker.
Send us an email. You know, you can send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. That's rcadcast@gmail.com. There are a few patrons, however, that we want to say a very special thank you to.
Oh, I got it. I got the list. Okay, no, this is a sentence. This is what I worked on. I know. It's there's no payoff.
Better be fucking good.
You patrons pay for this sentence.
Tech talked to Eckhart about the echo from Ed's Richter reading The Marvelous Maggie's Mysterious Brownies made from Joanne's Cocaine Crayon delivered from Drake.
I'm just more concerned that it came from his Richter.
Yeah.
Well, no. From Ed's Richter reading.
Oh, he didn't say reading.
No, I thought he said reading.
Okay.
If I didn't.
That's good, Matt.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for all the patrons that make this show possible. Specifically,
I can never do the pointing thing right.
No, nobody can. I'm like,
everybody's just flipping me off at this point. I hope you enjoyed this show. You stuck with it, and we actually had something worthwhile.
I can't remember this that way. I don't know.
Good night, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.